girls, street by street till we find the boy. Twisting boulevards lead to fuller dreams, at least to Euclidean fantasies. I try to be careful, I try to be cautious. I will be safer than most of them. But still things happen to mountain believers. No malice, failing, or negligence to defend. Eyes open to middle of the man. Clouds parting our feet, find the path. Walk the points, test the grains. Build the map.
Welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 575. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things this week with a Kansas City band, Nameless Number Headman, and played a new song called Mount Analog Street. That's on the band's album Plot the Points, which will be out September 24th. A digital-only affair, so you'll want to pick that up on their Bandcamp, but they do plan on playing a release show, so we'll get to see them live, and that's good. The album is, of course, dreamy and intelligent and just blissful in so many good ways. It is nice to have that band back. I've got a lot of music for you this week, and a lot of it does fall into that, relax, let it hit you sort of music. Here's a track by Dory Freeman. It's called I Am.
Like a movie star.
That wasn't the set you were expecting, but hopefully it was one that you enjoyed. We ended things there with Daniel Romano's Outfit and the song Animals Above Our Town. That's on his new album Cobra Poems, which came out September 10th on You've Changed Records. The Outfit is based out of Welland, Ontario, and it's kind of his band to do live shows with. That in that, I don't know, a little bit of soul, a little bit of country, a little bit of rock and roll. And I think they're firing on all cylinders with this release. There's a lot of things in here that are just, I don't know, just feel like a good band, and I'd like to see them live, but, you know, pandemic. Before that, we heard from Dori Freeman with the song I Am. That's on her new album, 10,000 Roses, came out September 10th as well, on Blue Hens Music. She's based out of Galax, Virginia, somewhere in the middle of nowhere, and she likes it that way. This album is a little less country than she has been in the past, a little more pop, and the songs are just still wonderful, and that's one that I really enjoy. Anyway, let's keep going with some more music here. Here's a band called The Fluorescence.
Maybe this time it's different. Maybe this time we've changed. Maybe you have glue on your feet. Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't. But I love you.
Do I?
just a warning, that one might get stuck in your head. That is Bad Bad Hats from Minneapolis. The song is called Detroit Basketball. That's on the album Walkman, which came out last week on September 17th on Don Giovanni Records. Not your typical Don Giovanni punk fare. In fact, it's hard to figure out exactly where to place that band. If I said they sounded kind of like Sheryl Crow, would that be a good thing or a bad thing? I don't know. Listen to that one online, see if it's something that appeals to you. Or the band is on tour now, you can catch them live, and maybe that will sway you one way or the other. And before that, we heard from The Fluorescents from San Diego, California. The song is called Maybe. That's on the band's self-titled, self-released, digital-only debut EP that came out May 9th of 2020. That band is totally Generation Z, four gals, age 14 to 17. Don't care about genres at all. That song, indie pop, some of the songs, pop punk, and there's stops in between as well. I know that band because the lead singer's parents are in bands that I have played here on this very podcast. It's crazy when that happens, isn't it? No need to name names, though. They don't need to trade in their parents' names. This is an EP that I think holds on its own. All right, let's continue on here. I've got a track here by Sorrows. This song's called Rita.
Rita wants you runs away.
I like what they did there with that. How about you? That is Mom from Malmö, Sweden. The song is There She Goes Again, originally on Marshall Crenshaw's debut record. But Mom has re-recorded it there with a little more oomph, and I like what they did with that. That is on the new EP, Pulls a Fast One. Just a 5-song, self-released, Bandcamp, digital-only, pay-what-you-want sort of thing. 5 covers. That Marshall Crenshaw song there is certainly in the band's power pop wheelhouse, but I did not expect the Whitney Houston cover. Give it a listen. Like I say, it's pay what you want, so you can't go wrong there. Before that, we heard from Sorrows from New York City. The song was called Rita, originally on the band's 1981 second album called Love Too Late. But that album was monkeyed with the label, and the band basically broke up. And that was it, until the band got the rights to that back, and 40 years later, re-released it with some remastering, some new recording bits, and this is Love Too Late, the real album, released August 13th on Big Stir Records. There is no question this one is not as good as their debut. That one is a classic, but it's a good listen, especially for us power pop fans. Anyway, I'm out of time now, so let's go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 575. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on your favorite social media sites like Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, you name it, at Sid Much Rock. Look at the concert calendar. Lots of things happening. On the 20th, we've got Rufus Wainwright at the Uptown. Group Love is playing on the 22nd at Liberty Hall with local Black Star Kids. 22nd, we also have Newfound Glory at the Uptown. 23rd, Bad Bad Hats, who we talked about earlier, playing at the Record Bar. Or Faya is playing at Mini Bar with Bad Ideas. Or Shy Boys are at Lemonade Park. The 24th, the Faye is at Lemonade Park. 25th, Republic Tigers at Lemonade Park. Or Sweeping Promises at Mini Bar. Or Major Matt Mason at Velo Garage. The 26th, Thelma and the Sleaze are coming to Lemonade Park. On the 1st, we have Elevator Division and Nameless Number Headman at the Record Bar, or Sidestep at 2232. Don't know where that is? Well, ask a punk. On 10-7, we have St. Vincent at the Uptown. On the 9th, Primus at the venue that shall not be named, or Japanese Breakfast at the Granada. The 10th, we have the Monkees at the Uptown. The 11th, Radkey at the Record Bar. The 14th, Front Bottoms are at the Granada, or Abigail Williams are at the Riot Room. Two very different bands. Casket Lottery at the Replay on the 16th, North by North at the Lemonade Park on the 16th, Youth Pool at Mini Bar on the 16th, Thong Gag the 22nd at Velo Garage, Dr. Dog the 23rd at the Truman, 27th, William Elliam Whitmore at the Record Bar, and the 29th, Jordana coming to the Bottleneck. Looking at the website, we've got new stuff out there, photos and video and a write-up of the Whiff's Dirty Fences, Mel Machete Criminal Kids Show, and photos and video out there of the Dan Jones and Of Tree Show. More things coming, a couple concerts this weekend, but just don't have anything out there for you yet. Anyway, I've got one track left here. Let's go ahead and play this one. It's by the Coat Hangers. It's from the split the band just released with L.A. Witch. Came out September 15th on Suicide Squeeze, split 7-inch. Each of them a cover. And on this side, the Coat Hangers are covering Blondie's One Way or Another. I don't know that they add a whole lot to this song, but it's a fun cover and a really good song. So let's end things here. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.